Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening would be the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary?
There are none.
Okay. Any from members of the board?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if it requires a short executive session or whatever, but I'd like to have a discussion about our compensation at the end of the meeting.
Mr. Sharp?
Because we have not posted for anything with executive session or other business, we probably need to put that for our next meeting.
Yeah. Sorry. Boy, timing's everything, isn't it?
Man, that could never happen again. That's a good one. Oh, wow. Lady said that. How'd you like that, ladies and gentlemen?
Was it Mr. Rickard calling?
Oh, man.
But back to the point, due to the Freedom Information Act, that's something we should have posted on the agenda. We're going to have a discussion on that.
Madam Secretary, could you take that back then, please? Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Mills?
Motion to approve the agenda is
requested. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes and approval of finding of fact for May the 19th meeting.
Make a motion that we approve the minutes of May 19th and the finding of the facts of May 19th.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our May the 19th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? And motion so carried. Mr. Sharp, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will become asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. First case, please.
Case number 11413, Cheryl M. McDermott and Aline R. Welsh. North of Route 54 Lighthouse Road and being southeast of Blue Teal Road, 0.35 miles north of Swan Drive and being lot 45B in Swan Key Subdivision. The 911 address is 37078 Blue Teal Road, Selbyville, Delaware, Tax map ID is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 472. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Ma'am, you'll need to go up and be sworn in, please, both of you, if you wish to speak.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Eileen R. Welsh, 114 Hilldale Court, Claymont, Delaware, 19703.
Cheryl Mary McDermott, same address.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, swear to God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Okay, can you explain to the board your request?
Yes, we have a carport on the front of the house that was just built, and that carport has a deck on the top. There are stairs leading to that carport deck. They do not meet the code because they don't go into the dwelling, they go up to the deck.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
Yes, a few questions. Who was your builder?
Jack Tomlinson.
Do you have his address?
I have it I have it in my car. Sorry, I have his card.
He lives in Kiewit Sound.
Okay. Did he attain the permit?
He did.
Okay. Did you ask him to come with you the night?
I did. He actually punctured his foot on a work site with a nail.
Okay. what was his response to not building this in the setback?
In the setback itself, he basically said it was overlooked.
Okay. Can you provide his information, his address,
yes,
and so
sir.
Forth to the office tomorrow?
Yes.
We'd appreciate it. Thank you. There are five standards for granting a variance. And you need to convince this board that you meet those standards. So can you do that for us?
I can.
Thank you.
So the first standard is uniqueness of the property. It's 40 feet wide, and the home that we had built is 20. We tried to keep it center. We didn't realize the variance for the steps, or we would have proceeded with that before the building even started. So the property itself is a defined size. For the possibility of development, there is an adjacent lot. There are two lots to the side of us, to the north side of our property. We have been there for 14 years as property owners, and it's a protected wetland area, but it's not been officially designated that way. The owners of the property, we've never seen them. They own several parcels in Swan Keys itself, so there should not be any effect on the possibility of development next to us, the steps themselves. They also are in line with the steps that go into the actual dwelling itself.
Okay.
We also maintain the property that's to the left of us that isn't actually ours.
We keep the grass cut back.
Cut
and
the grass. We
make sure
it's protected wetlands. We make sure all that's taken care of.
The property parcels are sold in 40 and 50 feet wide lots. So number three question was, has a difficulty been created by the applicant? It's not been necessarily created by us because of the size of the lot itself. The effect on the surroundings, the variance will not affect the surroundings. Other houses have similar steps, almost identical. It's the wooden with the vinyl wrap siding. I do have pictures if you'd like to see them. And they may have been put in with the packet.
Want to see the pictures?
Sure.
Yes, please. Send them down to the secretary, would you?
Just made a number of copies.
Ma'am, pass them down there if you would, please. Thank you. Okay. gentlemen.
The pictures show the property itself in the house, and the carport with the deck on the top, and the stairs that are in question, excuse me, or actually need the variance. That first set of stairs, the first picture you see is a straight-on shot of the house and the stairs. Next one is just showing that they're in line with the other steps that go into the residence.
Right.
The next shot is looking out towards the street, again, just showing we've tried to keep them from protruding out from the property. Mm-hmm. And then the last shot is just a further out showing down to the canal.
Okay.
And there are no houses to the left.
To the left, there's no, and we've been there 14 years, and they're not planning to build. We asked the association that they're not planning to build there, but it is owned by someone else.
Okay.
And certainly if we realized we needed a variance, we would have done it from the very beginning.
And so for the variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development itself of adjacent property. I don't believe it will be detrimental to public welfare. Variance represents the least amount of modification possible. It is necessary to afford the relief. And again, it will represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue, we believe. We have no special use exception that we're looking for.
No.
Just asking for the variance for the stairs.
Okay.
Ma'am, you ever consider putting them on the other side?
I did. This is going to be a permanent home for us, and we may build more onto the home. So if I move them now, initially we thought about that. If we put them there, we'd have to move them later. So we decided to put them to the side.
I mean, did you ever think about if we get turned down, you can put them to the inside?
Yes. Yes, sir.
What are you talking about building in the future? I mean,
we may extend the carport out. I may actually add to the side of the carport itself.
It's 10 feet wide.
It's 10 feet
now.
Wide, and we may
the
make
driveway
it
23 feet 24. Wide.
Yeah,
right.
Excuse me. Mr. Mills, do you have any further questions?
What's the what's the setback requirement on the carport? Is it 5 feet?
In Swan Keys, I believe it's 10 feet. They meet the setbacks.
And that we are in compliance with.
10 feet.
Yes.
There are variance for the stairs on the trailer or on the home?
The home is fine. The only reason they need it for the steps is because it's to the second floor and it can't encroach the 5 feet like it could if it was first floor.
If it was first floor.
You said you considered putting it on the other side, but you said no, you didn't want to put it on the other side because you wanted to expand it in the future.
Yes, sir.
So you told the builder to put it on that side.
Well,
when
we talked about the plans, and from the very beginning, we had talked that through. So we made our minds up in the beginning that we would put it to the side, to the left, facing the property from the street, to the left side instead of putting it to the right side of it.
Prior to building it, they said.
Prior to building it.
Right.
We made that decision prior to building, but we had talked about it.
Did you know at that time you would need a variance?
No.
Oh, absolutely not, sir. And if we had, we wouldn't have made the house 20 feet wide. The whole reason we did was so we didn't have to come here and get a variance. That otherwise, we would have approached it from the very beginning and made the house wider.
Well, who told you were in violation of inspector?
Inspector.
Yeah,
sir.
Our final inspection for our occupancy.
Okay.
We were informed by the builder that the final inspection of our blueprints were approved, and we had no idea that it didn't have the steps on it.
Oh, okay. So the builder led you down this road to get here?
Yes, sir, and we have the original blueprints if you need to see them.
No, that's fine, ma'am. I don't. Any further questions from members of the board?
Question.
No further, Mr. Sharp. Okay, hearing no further question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
We are.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Chairman, make a motion to put this case under advisement, please.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 11,413 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, and again, if you can provide the office with that information, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Record?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,413 is taken under advisement. Now what that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You may stay if you would like, or you can call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay. Very well. Thank you, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome. Case